The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Got that love, I can't let go. I'm feeling higher than the most high. All eyes on us when we roll. I'm your queen, you my hero.
Where my west side girls at?
Where y'all?
Where my east side riders at?
Where they at?
Where my south side gangsters at?
Where y'all
at? Screaming bossy at the Ray Dempsey, y'all out here in Hollywood at the Mad Chinese Theater. They call it TCL or something like that. Whatever, y'all. We got some gangsters. The movie is called Gangster. Y'all check it out.
Yeah,
let me show you too.
I'm from Oakland.
I'm from Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay, right quick, we're going to go down the line, right? Let me know what you want.
Girl, Nikki.
She the one hiding all the drugs.
So that
works.
That
you know what I'm saying? And who are you for that?
Hi, thank you.
I am Bumake. I am co-executive
producer. Okay. And I let the director know I did the act too. So I need a part in the next episode.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Right, I'm sorry, y'all. Who are you?
Attorney of Harrington, Captain Black.
Okay, Captain Black. What are you? Who are you, queen?
I am Gina Paris, one of the co-producers.
Hey. See, Gina gonna have me up in there. What's your name, pretty girl? She got the most claps because of her little shorts. Go ahead. What's your name, queen?
Hi, my name's Victoria Cerrone, and I play Detective Brooks.
Hey, and what's your name, sexy chocolate?
Yeah. Raymond Garago, I play Marcus, I'm the bad guy.
All right now, Vanilla, tell us, girl.
I'm Kennedy Hall, and I play Karen Jones.
That's right, Karen. Hey, we got one more. Hey, so happy.
My name is Christopher Akins. I play John John.
I'm a man right
show
there.
Gangsters coming this fall.
I'm Michelle Nick. My name is Randy O'Connor.
Good to have you here. I'm the main man. All right, and I'm main man, my brother.
Hey, Screaming Bossy in the building, aka Carlene, aka Global Street Wave and Bossy's Boobies. I got a man sat next to me on my right and my left, so y'all know I like playing with myself. Okay, my bad, y'all. Global Street Wave in the building. I caught myself being a little more calm and relaxed this show. I got a brother out here, y'all. Now, I've been having, you know, promoting all this stuff on Facebook with this video promo or advertisement and promoting yourself and all that. And he actually paid to come out here to sit on my time, and I get the time. No, I'm just playing. This brother, Damugadi, y'all, let the people know what's up. Give me my phone, because I know I got you going live for me. Damugadi, let the people know who you are, baby. This brother's out here from Ohio, y'all.
You know.
He basically invested into himself, gave me $1,000 to play a video of his. Y'all going to see in a little bit, right? But he paid another $2,000 and came out here to Cali to visit us. So you definitely live in the building.
You know.
You feel me? And I don't take no check, I need cash after that, right? So let the people know, baby. Right now, up top, we just starting the show. I ain't finna do all this talking, running my mouth. I could get my announcements later. While I'm over here playing on this phone and this live, let these people know, Damu, who you are, what track and video you gonna be, you know what I'm saying, promoting today and all that good stuff. And we're gonna get to that in a minute.
I'm Damu Gotti, man. I'm from Toledo, Ohio. You know, I'm a rocker, you know, and we get everything from the mud. I'm just here representing my album, Trap Rap No Benzo, Volume 2. I'm representing my city and my family. And today I'm going to be promoting my single for the homies, man, fishing Ice Water. And
do we got Ice Water in the building?
No, Ice Water in the building, but he always with me. You know,
okay, no, because I know he sent me a friend request.
So, yeah,
he
couldn't make it, you know, but shout out to Ice Water Entertainment.
Who came with you out here?
I brought my brother out here with me. You know,
okay. Kenny, yeah. Well, give your brother a shout out for coming on the airplane. Sure, out of nowhere from Global Streetway.
My brother, he right there, man, Kenny. You know.
What's up, brother? Yeah, I ain't got my glasses on and shit. I came in late. I just said, Damu, get your ass up here.
Yeah. But you take, you know, they say chance to make champions, man. You know, and I don't eat Wheaties, you know what I'm saying? So I eat champ. I eat chances, so.
And I don't eat Wheaties neither.
You feel me?
I like strong Snickers bars. Oh, my bad. You opened up the door now. So, Damu, you from, what part of Ohio are you from?
I'm from Toledo.
Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, Toledo, Ohio.
And I've been knowing you on my Facebook for a minute. You know what I'm saying? This is a Facebook friend, y'all. And what I love about this brother, he's a Leo like me, very independent. He came out here. You've been out here with Master P before, you said?
Yeah, I came out.
And he came out here. I didn't have to pick him up from no airport. I didn't have to help him get rental cars. I didn't even have to worry about where he stayed. I had to actually call him today at 11 o'clock to see what was up with him. So I appreciate that. He did not make me, his mother, responsible for him because I'm not. You in Toledo, Ohio. I'm out in South Central California, Negro. I'm not responsible for you. And I appreciate you for being a man, taking care of your business and getting here and beat me to the studio.
100.
You feel me? 100. Hey, I got a song to say that. So definitely... Now, for the homies, who produced that track?
My dude, Teddy Loud, produced that track.
Okay.
Shout out to my dude, Teddy Loud, man. I can do without audio.
Okay.
You know.
And you have Ice Water. That's the brother I sing, little sexy chocolate brother singing on it. Because I got the video. I'm not going to play the track. I'm actually play the video. Because I like videos and all that good stuff.
That's my brother, Ice Water, Jonathan Ford, man. Ice Water, man. He's a great singer, you know. But like I say, we just really just basically trying to build ourselves up, man. We do it from the heart, you know.
That's right.
Ain't none about us watered down, you know what I'm saying? So everything that we do is basically, man, from the heart. And I feel like, man, either you with it or you ain't. You know
That's
what I'm talking
right.
about?
Right. So definitely.
I'm going to keep pushing. Like I said, I brought myself to California to meet this woman, you know, to promote this right here. Because, you know, this is all I got and all I do. This shit saved me from going to prison.
That's
being a statistic, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
I'm going to keep doing this. And by the grace of God, you know, something happened about this. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right. Here, Brian, you to be the cameraman.
Sure.
Well, I definitely appreciate you, man. You traveled. It's called Trap Rap, No Benzo, Volume 2. So what's the Trap Rap? You ain't got no Benz, and you trapping it. What you talking about?
It's just basically meaning that Trap Rap, No Benzo mean that it's just real rap with no cut. You know, Benzo is cut, you know.
Oh, okay.
Ain't no artificial shit. You know
Benzo, is that some street slang for the slang?
You used to cut the dope with.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I didn't cut the dope. I just sold the damn rock, so I ain't know about the Benzo word and shit. I just know about flipping.
Right. Playing,
y'all. Benzo in there to stretch the dope.
Okay, that's a new word I learned. Yeah. Okay, so, shit. Benzo to stretch it. I ain't never knew that. That's an Ohio word, the Benzo?
That's a street word.
No, I'm saying, like, is that from the South or is a certain side of the
South? I got my own slang, my own way. You know, I'm born in Gary, Indiana, so, you know, I'm a country boy, you know what I'm saying?
I know, I see that. Make sure you're talking up to the mic like it's my titty.
But,
Hey, I like him. Leo. Oh, I'm going to let him touch the boob today. Hold on. After my next guest, we're going to do some stuff in the private. If you got some more change, I'll do something strange.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, because I got, I didn't even introduce my show, y'all. So I'm going to take a pause right quick on this trap nigga with this Benzo. Shit, I need a Benz. Fuck what you talking about, mama. No, I'm just playing, y'all. The microphone wanted some bossy titties, too. Boobies. Just to introduce y'all to show y'all and slow it down, you know. I was moving a little late because they kept irritating me, all these damn guests that beat me here, calling my damn phone. I'm just lying and blaming it on them. I was trying to get my face beat. Y'all see my face? I actually got professional makeup done, y'all. So Bossy was trying to get pretty, and I told him to come by at 1. And I held myself up, but we still made it happen and came in here. So I got to definitely give a salute to Makeup by Luar. It's Raul spelled backwards. It's Makeup by Lura. No, Luar.
Luar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luar. Makeup by Luar. It's Raul backwards. And I definitely thank him for coming through the house and blessing my face because, you know, I've been doing a lot of red carpets lately. You know, Morris Media, me and Porges are going to have to get together. We're going to have to do some red carpets together representing Morris Media, too, not just the Global Streetway.
Right.
Because we've been going hard. Salute to Untouchable Magazines, man, with these different events. My voice, y'all, body had broke down. I was in the streets just going too hard. You know, I didn't show y'all me asking Mayweather questions and McGregor, but we really been out here pushing for the movement. So in the midst of that, I was at a redemption event, and that's Ray J. He had a visual album screening in Hollywood.
Okay.
And I met some lovely people. I'm trying to get in some of his movies, you know what I'm saying? I ain't just trying to be a host and a rapper. I want to act, too. I got actor's credit, you know what I'm saying? So maybe this brother can add to it. We got a brother up in here. A brother. I'm trying to say Freddie. Brother up in here named Freddie Bass Knight.
Okay.
So he has a show called the Gangsta TV Show. Mm-hmm. Gangsta's all this trap shit. We got the trap shit in the house. You know what I'm saying? Benzo letting y'all know the slangery about the dope. Dylan cut the dope. Benzo cut the dope. Okay. Give me the rocks. I'm going to flip it. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I had a dream the other night, too, y'all. I was back on the block trying to make some money. All this damn gangster shit in the studio today. That's why. So the Gangsta TV, y'all, we're going to let them talk about what it was in the beginning y'all saw on the show. Basically, we were out there at the Ray Demption event, and they was just so much positive energy. You know, it was about him showing his screening, but they also do this indie film, showed some other indie films.
Yeah.
And I love the whole cast. They was just positive vibes from the sisters to the brothers. So we have some of the cast members in here today.
Cool.
And I just wanted to mention that to you guys. I said all that to say. We got the gangsters in the house. Today is a gangster TV show. Y'all been seeing me bang for the sake of my mama and telling y'all where my mama from. And now I'm just showing y'all how real gangsters get down. No, I'm just playing, y'all. Y'all go to YouTube and check out Gangsters TV. Gangsters, GANGSTERS TV show. When you're really from the hood, you can spell that shit right. Gangsters TV. 323-293-3375. Right? Yeah, I ain't said it in a minute. 323-293-3375. I didn't give y'all no topic for today. I do got a word. Ryan got his words from the wise. And we're going to play your video first, and we're going to get into me and Brian and then get into these other guests, right?
Okay.
But I did have a word for the day while I was talking. You know, I be trying to open up my show different ways, but I'm bossy. I do what I want. What I wanted to say basically was that's my word, right? So this is my word. I'm not going to give you a word to go look up. I'm going to give you a word. So when I get through, you can be like, that's my word. Mm. Don't let no one slow you down. That's it. That's okay. My word.
Okay.
Don't let nobody slow you down. You feel me? Your gifts, your talents come from the higher power. Okay, I always tell y'all, whether you praying to Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Krishna, or whoever, I don't care what your religion is, as long as you praying to somebody up there in the sky, energy, white man, blue man, black man, with dreads, no dreads, blonde hair, blue eyes, don't matter. Pray to somebody, right? But the point is, the higher power is in control of your life, y'all. Y'all know I got to say a bunch of foolery with it, but the higher power is in control, not the person next to you. Ryan does not control Global Streetway, mm-hmm. nor do Damu Gotti, and I don't control what Damu got. Mm-hmm. Brian is supreme in Entertainment, Damu, what's the name of your thing?
Opta Zoo Audio.
Who?
Opta Zoo Audio.
Opta Zoo Audio. That's a vision God gave you. You feel mm-hmm. me? So I don't give a darn what woman you meet, what child you got, your mama, daddy, whoever don't believe in what you're doing, you just keep pushing because God gave you the dream. And your mama, you know what I'm saying, she was the womb, the daddy was the sperm, they got you here. Mm-hmm. But before you came here on this earth, it was already something for you to do. So I'm saying that to say, man, don't let nobody slow you down. I've right. experienced people, you know, people will help you and then try to slow you down at the same time.
Wow. Yeah.
Whether it's friends or relationships. So enough of that word. What we're going to do is, it's real gangster. I can say a whole bunch more, but I don't want to shoot shots and be subliminal, but sure. I'm going to speak from experience. Sure. You can't stop me and you can't slow me down. But one other thing I want to do tell y'all, when people try to slow y'all down and y'all do get those little personal attacks from people, just wait and watch and see how more doors open. Soon somebody think they in control of what you're doing and they trying to shut doors they think on your life, God going to come up like 20 more just to show you and them, boo, I'm the one in control. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So all y'all to be like, Bossy be talking crazy to me, guess what? Those who know me, they see how I talk to the universe. I be cussing at it, banging on it, and it answers even quicker. So mm-hmm. I'm going to keep banging on for mine, and y'all bang for y'all's. Mm-hmm. So we're going to bang this video, okay? So we're going to go to the video again. Just give us a nice introduction, and then I'm going to get your ass out my seat unless you got some more money. I got a words from the wise. No, I'm just playing. I just want to make people laugh and shit. You know, I got too serious and shit. I had to make them laugh. For you know sure, what I'm saying? No doubt. Can't be too serious for the world. They want foolery and shit. That's why, I be sure. I might give them some ass today. I got my skirt, a dress on. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on how y'all act. Can I get a call? Somebody tell me they want to see Bossy's booty. 323-293-3375 for the gangsters to get on here. And you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So introduce this. That is like I got Nasty Leo next to me. Introduce this video, and then you can go jack off in the back and give me some fake power.
It's called For the Homies, man. For Future and Ajab and Ice Water 4, man. You know. Check it out.
That's right.
I'm feeling like the boss slave, pussy nigga, you can have it. Or I come through anybody hood shooting. This shit got me feeling like Young Mo with the camera.
You know. Yeah. All right, so what to talk to him? Huh. I traded all to get my niggas back. Yeah. Them jail calls, that's what made me rap. Yeah. The belly of the beast. While you on there surviving, bitches dying on the cheek.
Young nigga, but my bread long. Moving work off the cell phone. Fuck the feds, hope they free bone. Four pills and he still gone. Taught a nigga how to whip his own. Aaron Carl make a nigga strong. Ballin' on him like I'm Karl Malone. Acetone with the benzo. Drop moving like a sicko. Chasing planes out of rento. Ducking 12 cause I'm riding dirty. Short body with a long 30. Move the birdies by the morning. Make it rain like Tony. In the pot, rip the rigatoni. Diamond keep a nigga hypothermic. I don't trust her if she not my mother. Snake bitch can be an undercover. Fuck around and have to kill her brother. Ice water, go and get her mother. Put the gravy on my smothered onions. Stacking money like I work at Chase. I can see it in her head of face. Running hard on the paper chase.
I can see the fame cause it look me in my face. Every day I'm riding with the 30, I don't play. Niggas gotta eat, go get it by any means. Married to the money, you better not get in between.
Yeah, I sweat it all to get my niggas back. Until Carl says, fuck, made me rap. Yeah. The belly of the beast. While you in there surviving, bitches dying on the cheap. Remember days we had to load up. Black masks with the black gloves. Niggas should've never crossed us. Capping out at your front door. Shoulder strap for the chopper. Let us niggas get chopped up. And you know I'm about to boss up. Take my wins and my losses. Diamonds on a nigga glossing. Fuck with me, you get a coffin. I ain't playing, I'ma off you. Free my niggas in lockup. And I'm about to fuck the pot up. And I'm about to fuck the check up. Young nigga keep flexing. Money long as Texas.
I can see the fake cause it look me in my face. Every day I'm riding with the 30, I don't play. Niggas gotta eat, go get it by any means. Married to the money, you better not get in between.
Yeah, I sweat it all to get my niggas back. Until Carl says, fuck made me rap. Yeah. The belly of the beast. While you in there surviving, bitches dying on the cheap.
Shit, okay, we back. I was talking about botched y'all and all the fake titties. I'll go back to it. Basically, I was talking about the botch, you know. Everybody got fake titties and fake ass nowadays. And I just told the boss he got push-up bras. Big titties and the big bras. I ain't gonna get no ass for y'all. I lost some weight while I was... You know what I'm saying? But you feel me? I'm not going to get no fake ass for y'all. Y'all better enjoy that shit. I'm going to talk dirty for y'all was my point because I'm going to still give y'all some nastiness. And that's all I was saying. And I was saying that I don't want my man or, you know, whoever I got getting some at the time. I go get big titties, right? And then 3, 4, 5, 10 years later, we chilling and shit. Freddie over there chilling. We done made movies. Now we about to make love. And he like, damn, boss, your titties was not like that 10 years ago. One bigger than the other and shit. I be seeing some cold shit on botch. All right, we back to our guest, y'all. Hey, baby, bossy came up. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, gangster TV show. Was you a gangster in your lifetime? You look like a square. Hey, y'all, we got Freddie Bass Knight. Bass Knight, Bass Knight, how do you say that?
Bass Knight.
Okay, I was right. Should I be messing up names? You got good energy. I said your name right or something. Bass Knight, he just giggling, y'all. He going to give me some more money for all them damn laughs. And what's this other queen over here that was on my video when I was talking to y'all?
My name is Gina Paris.
You like penis, Gina? You suck penis? You suck your man Dicky Dicky? That's like, that's Dicky Dicky. This titty titty for you. Dicky Dicky for you.
Okay.
Don't suck man Dicky, come look for me. Okay? Okay. So now, she got the point. Talk to the microphone, baby.
I am Gina.
No, you gotta hold it and shit. Okay. She like, okay, I'll tell you. Right. She made the massages, had the headhunter and shit. Okay, you ain't gotta touch on the dick, just talk to the dick.
Okay, I'll talk to it. I'll
yeah, he wanted to talk to it first.
My name is Gina Paris.
Okay.
I'm one of the co-producers for Gangsters.
And I remember that for gangsters. So what inspired, and just so y'all know, y'all, this is the, what are you for the gangsters? I'll let you say who you were for the gangsters.
Well, Freddie Bass Knight, okay. Co-creator, director, actor, And executive producer.
Okay. And just so y'all know real quick, I know I always do this on every show. I don't want my guests looking uncomfortable. Long as the mic pick up your mic, you can set up and shit with good posture. Yeah, don't be looking like you don't hunchback because of me. Yeah, hunchback Notre Dame over here. This is USC Trojan. Where your Trojans at before you hit that? I'm just playing. So now, let the people know, Gangsta's TV show. What inspired that title? Because I'm from the streets. You know what I'm saying? I need to be in the second series because I will live that shit out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I come from the Wingo Day, you know. But real shit, I come from the gangsters. My grandma used to bang while I was in her stomach. I ain't playing. So I need a real role. I could like, so these gangsters, y'all look like squares. You talk like you from Africa and shit. Yeah. What was Gangsters TV? Come on, y'all didn't even find me first. Where they came from?
Well, me and my
hope your wife ain't watching.
my writer and I just sat down and I was trying to think of a title for the show. Eventually, for some reason, it popped in my head, and then we just started developing the story and the characters and the different scenes and things of that nature. So.
And, so what was the motivation, though, behind this gangster school? Tell us about it right quick. I'm going to get to the little teaser or sizzle, whatever I just got off YouTube. But the point is, I know y'all, you know, we grew up in the hood, and it's just being real. We in the hood be selling to our own people, killing them. You didn't kill your own people. You were selling to the rich people, right?
Yeah, so in the
which
show.
Which is what I'm trying to do now.
Yeah, so in the show, the main character, Davon Jones, played by Javon Luna.
Okay.
He is a black businessman who owns a chain of flower shops, but he also is a drug kingpin who supplies cocaine to the top 1% in Los Angeles.
Wow.
But to be more specific, and it's not just him supplying cocaine to, you know, rich white folks. I mean, there's rich black folks out there as well.
Exactly.
But he uses that money, that revenue, to build up the black communities.
Wow. Something that these Negroes don't do.
And I don't want people to think that, you know, gangsters is just about, you know, the drugs or this gangster type life. I mean, police officers can be gangsters.
Yeah, they are gangsters. They can't be in a KKK in a uniform. They're a different type. They're the real gangsters. They're gangsters, not can be. They are.
So they're doing the same stuff that maybe the low level people are doing, but they just go about it in a different way. And that's why I wanted
making to the real
create
money.
This show to show that it's not just those type of individuals that's doing that stuff. There's other people who have positions, whether it's in the government, police departments, whatever the case is within this country. You guys are doing the same exact stuff. You just go about it differently. But then you're going to subject us to all these laws and stuff like that. But when you get caught, you're not
right.
You don't go to jail.
Okay. They're the biggest robbers, rapers, thieves, and murderers, and y'all. Statue of Liberty ain't even a damn white woman. That's black, and y'all stole that shit. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I like dropping jewels. See, I'm talking about the Gangsta TV show. I'm going to talk about titties. I told y'all the knowledge. This is informational sex. All right? Drop jewels. Take your ass back to Africa and Egypt. So, with that accent, Queen, where are you from?
I'm from the Caribbean, Trinidad and Tobago, Trini girl.
Okay, awesome. And where are you from, my brother? Where were you born?
I am from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay, and do we have some other members, cast members that came here today, or just mainly you two representing right now?
Just myself, Gina. We have two other actors here as well.
Okay, we'll bring them up in a minute. Okay. 'Cause what I'm going to do right now is we're going to go to what I picked off of the internet, off of YouTube, something to give them a little taste. I just showed y'all in the beginning me talking to them, and guess what? You got to meet the cast at the beginning of the show because I asked everybody their name. You know what I'm saying? And everybody got to do all that, you know, so that was good. So y'all definitely, again, when I have people on here, I wish I could talk to people for 20 hours, and I can't. But y'all got to always go back and go research the people, man. Go look up the shows. It's a lot of people that want to act. This brother, I brought on the show because I want to act. I ain't really bring him on here talking about no damn Gangsters TV show shit. I'm trying to get in the next series or on the whole show, the bitch show, the real show, the truth show, tell it like it is, third eye show, white man show, black girl show, ring around a rosy. I don't care. She be coming around the mountain around this motherfucker. Put me on the show. See, I just sold myself on. You got some comedy shit for me. Okay. Make me a comedian, damn it. So we're going to get to this something I done took off YouTube. Then we're going to come back to y'all. And I'm going to still have a couple of the other actors come up here and just stand behind us and all that good stuff. Okay. And we're going to get back into y'all. So we got the gangsters in the house. Shouts out to all my gangsters, my essays, my Crips, my Bloods. Stop killing each other. Get the shit. Sell it to the higher power. Get the money. Bring it back to the hood. Cuz fix it. I'm just playing, y'all. We about to go to this YouTube, Gangsters TV, y'all. Go subscribe now. Gangsters TV show.
Devon might be in jail, but he still has power. People are loyal to him.
Because they boss a boss. And that's what bosses do.
All my niggas is fellas. All you niggas is telling. Soldiers sold to them people. They gon' get you to sell. They gon' get you to move.
The next time, keep my name out your motherfucking mouth. You might live to see another day.
Davon Jones? How did his ass get out of jail?
Lucky I got your ass out in the first place.
Whoever snitched on me is gonna wish he never met me.
As your lawyer, I really don't need to hear that. And as your sister, I don't want to hear that either.
All I care about is getting some solid evidence on Davon Jones. Don't fuck this up.
I'll be here for this 5 million to take the deal.
It's not worth the risk.
Don't make the deal.
Javier, my man. Looks like you and I are going to be doing some business together.
Even in jail, if Davon finds
out... Don't worry about Davon, okay? His ass is in jail. This don't concern him anymore.
What don't concern me?
I seen real niggas die, because the real niggas snitch, and God we trust.
Remember what I said. We run this house.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's just letting us know we back and all that good stuff. What's y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Global Street Wave in the building, y'all. I got some people to promote. I got some things to announce. So since I realize I'm doing good with time, I'm going to talk to them like I'm sipping on some wine, and we're going to continue to be merry up in here for a little bit more. We got the Gangsters TV show running the flow, and we checking in the back door in the front. I don't know. I was just trying to do a freestyle. So, anyways, we got two more people, y'all. Y'all just saw that Gangsters TV show on YouTube. I need everybody right now. It's okay. I don't even tripping. Y'all can jump off my live. You can jump off my live. Go subscribe to that Gangsters TV show. Right now on YouTube, we need more subscribers. Also, go subscribe to Morris Media Studios on YouTube and Global Streetwave Radio on TV. How about that? That was three promos in one. Yay, yay. Okay. So, anyways. Who are these other two lovely people? Captain Jack ain't got a damn boat. Sexy Chocolate thinking he about to go dance on the singing some shit for New Edition. You trying out for New Edition tonight? I'm just playing. So tell us who you are, baby. I know you're not literally in the microphone, but you know, just say it out loud. Talk like you.
I'm Vernell Arrington. I play Captain Jermaine Black.
Vernell Arrington? Vernell?
Yes. Ma'am.
Captain Jermaine Black. I'm his translator. What's your name over there, New Edition member? He missed the movie.
My name is Raymond Carago, and I'm playing Marcus.
Raymond Carago, and he's playing Marcus. He even had sex with me, and I thought I was a damn foreigner. Where are you from?
Kenya.
Kenya. Oh, that's that real Mandingo. Is it really like a Mandingo? Are you really mad? You little. You know, guys like you always have the biggest things. Y'all know y'all came into the sex talk show, right? I'm trying to promote you, but I'm going to talk dirty to you, too. Okay, I'm trying to get some PayPal. GSWMGMT at Gmail. When you think about me later, be like, I got a boss. I'm going to give her a little change for doing some strange. So, y'all, this is my lovely co-host, Brian, you guys. What's Brian up, has a thing where he got Supreme Entertainment. He worked with Tupac back in the days with that old sick-ass Death Row records and shit with that dirty-ass Suge Knight motherfucker about to die in jail and all the shit he done did wrong to people. Oh, so anyway, Brian, he loves me because I'm Lady Pac. They called me that shit first. You know what I'm saying? I just get an introduction to my host because I don't even think I gave him no shine and shit. I've been talking about titties and all day. So I want to thank my man Brian for being my real ride or die, y'all. Sure. His brother, when I started doing TV, so I started doing, not TV, that was public access. When I started doing radio shows at the RMC radio station, shouts out to Mr. Morris. This brother was there when I was actually co-hosting on another lady's show. Then I started my own show. He never missed a show from her show to my show to a show to me doing shows. So I just made him a part of what I do. So we're going to get to your worst and wise in a little bit, okay?
So, my ride or die.
Sexy Arise Ryan on the show now. So he can hold on. I'll be there for you, Ryan. No trip. So now... Captain Kirk with the big old work. Let me see you twerk. Make me twerk, Captain. No, I'm just playing. So Captain Black, right? Captain Jack?
Captain Black.
Okay, I said it right with my stupid ass be playing, but I was from Captain Black. So Captain Black, you just gonna be a loud ass kid in the class. I know they're gonna be able to somehow hear you. But what was your role in this movie? What did you do, Captain?
Well, I played a police captain in charge of the squad.
Okay.
And trying to keep them in order as I'm handling my own issues.
Was you a dirty ass police captain?
Yes. We wait to see about that.
Oh, yo, fake ass, you one of them old Willie Lynch ass.
Man, you know, no
was you a Uncle John, or was you just a cool nigga, just dirty nigga cop? Was you just a dirty nigga cop, or a Uncle Tom cop? I said Uncle John. Oh, sellout ass cop, trying to kiss the white man ass.
Definitely not a sellout.
Okay. You just like, nigga, I'm taking this shit back to hood. My baby mama's the bitches is tripping. I got kids, nigga. Fuck y'all, I need that dope. Nigga, I ain't gonna say nothing. And Sexy Chocolate, like, you about to sing, mama, 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 mama. You show look good today. What you did, Sexy Chocolate, in the movie, little damn Kenyan ass, you got some real African blood.
Okay, I play Marcus, I play
Wade. Ooh, I'm turned on. Marcus, I'm wet. With a tampon on, y'all.
I'm the right-hand man to Devon, the main character, but okay. What he doesn't know is that I'm trying to take the business from him.
Oh, he's you little sneaky African. You motherfuckers ain't no joke.
I come up here with a spear, you know. But,
with a spear. That's right. Yeah.
So when he's in jail, I'm running the business, making deals without his permission, but I don't need his permission because it's my business. Just saying.
Okay, so you old sneaky little African, little sneaky little man dingo. You gonna whip his dick out, nigga, and rub like, I'm sorry, nigga. I'm just playing, y'all. So anyways, what these people need to know about this gangster TV show right now while we're talking on the show, all this dick selling I'm doing for y'all and shit, they gonna stay tuned in and go watch y'all. And I know we're gonna get around about 1 billion subscribers between me, you, and Moore's Media. Okay, we're gonna get some more subscribers, but back to some serious shit. What is it about this movie that these people need to know? Like, why you did it, whatever the case may be. What do you want to say in the midst of all this laughing and shit? Let me let you get serious. Go on and get serious.
Well, the reason I created it is because I wanted to create my own content. Because, you know, you see everybody now, a lot of people are doing their own stuff. Mm-hmm. And the first and foremost, I'm an actor, but at the same time, you have to do more,
yes.
You know, because, you know, technology is changing.
Yes.
Right. I'm not going to say that it's becoming that it's easier. I mean, there is still a level of difficulty as mm-hmm. far as getting into the industry. But I feel like with the changes of technology,
yes,
people starting off doing videos on YouTube.
Come
and then
on
they're getting picked up by different studios and networks.
Yes.
And now they have their own show.
Yes.
So,
like I'm doing here in Mars Media, trying to sell my boobies. What y'all gonna do? Trying to get in the movie, play Jada Pinkett Smith.
So when I see stuff like that, I'm like, okay, I can do that as well.
That's right. Cool.
I will do that.
That's
and
right.
one thing I started
and
doing was
you did do that. Gangsta's TV
exactly.
show on YouTube. Okay. Subscribe now. Right. Keep going.
And one thing I started to get rid of the word trying. I'm not trying to do anything. I am going to do it.
That's right.
And I feel like that's the mentality that you have in order to be successful in whatever it is that you want to do.
Definitely.
So I'm definitely excited about it.
Key word, he said, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get conscious with y'all.
Right.
Did God tell y'all I am that I am that I am? Well, you am that you am that he is and that he am and he got a ram in the bush and you am. Mm-hmm. Real talk, y'all. Ain't I try and ain't I can't. I learned that at the job back in the days. They were trying to get me to write something and know what it was. And the whole point was to say I am.
Exactly.
It's the law of attraction. It's speaking into existence, speaking as though it is so. Mm-hmm. Basically, right. Finish going. I just trying to give him a little knowledge on that. I am is deep. That, just as I am is deep, you know, from religion to the hieroglyphics. I'm just trying to give it to him. Come
definitely.
On. You know, I'm talking sex sale and I'm giving him intelligence too. So you thought I was going to say something about some titties. No, that was some knowledge. I was dropping jewels on that one.
Okay.
Go on and go.
But I definitely have a lovely cast,
yes,
good crew members.
Mandingos and they, shit. No, captains.
I mean, they all worked hard. We, for a month straight, we did table reads, rehearsals.
Okay.
I had an acting coach come and help us out. I made sure I had some of the best cast and crew.
Awesome.
I worked the scenes out with all of them, and I allowed them the opportunity to create their own characters. And,
yes.
And so that was really fascinating just during one of the rehearsals, them just telling me everybody going through each of their own story and their background and really like delving deep into it. And I was just I was really excited, especially with Raymond playing Marcus. Like when he read his, I was just like, wow.
Okay.
Like, so it just shows you the level of commitment that actors have.
Yes.
And just artists, period, have the energy and the effort and the love they put into it. And none of them got paid. But they were committed.
And I got to get paid for the first one to finish people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you believe in
selling
a project, you know, you tend to, as an artist, you'll say, okay, I'll do it. Because eventually.
Paying the dues.
Exactly. Paying your dues.
You better not doubt with your look, not like that, but that accent. Just right, you're finna say nothing sexy and nasty. But with your accent, your stature, all that. Like, you could play so many different roles, and then to hear your voice, you doing that for free for him. Not free, but, you know. Being a blessing to each other.
Right.
But then somebody see you just on that series of his and then throw you in some stuff on TV. And you don't even be dog on a movie. You could be on Channel 9 just being a commentator standing there because they like your African voice talking about something in basketball. Now you got to figure out what the... And you don't even know about no basketball. But they want you to talk about basketball or something.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying. I'm just making up something. Don't... If that happened, I was prophesizing you owe me. So we got around about... 30, I got barely 30 more minutes, so I'm going to vibe with y'all a few more minutes. I got some things and people to promote. Now, where can people Okay, so now you're not looking for more actors, of course, for another. Are you doing another series? I'm trying to figure out this damn question.
I did talk to the actors and some of the crew members about doing a second episode.
Okay.
So I will be meeting with a writer this week, and her and I are going to sit down and start developing the plot for the next episode. And I have met some other actors from going to different events.
Like me, you met a host of the actress. Mm-hmm. I got actress credit in that movie database.
All right.
For indie film and a court show, I need you added to that so I can get some real stuff.
I got you. And that's one thing that I do. I got everybody IMDb credit, which is, you know, see, professional.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's what I got from just little stuff. So and you did a free, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now, excuse me, I got this cold in me trying to get out. I had to get the Mandingo to sweat it for me before you came. Sweat it out. No, but real talk. The first series, is this a pilot? Are you trying to shoot this? Or is this just something you just creating and just promoting to put out content like you mentioned? Or are you trying to actually get somebody to see this stuff, to put it on a bigger level? Or like, what's your whole purpose and point of starting this content besides just building it? Is it so someone can take you as a director and put some money behind you?
No, it's not. It's not just about myself. It's about everybody that was involved.
Because, I mean, that part. Yeah, I know what you mean. I meant that part.
My goal is to have this turn into a TV show. I know through advertising and just continuing to do what we're doing.
Yes.
Somebody in the industry will like what we're doing.
Yes.
A lot of stuff
is about gangsters right now. Not like that, but TV,
yeah.
You know, it's the world. Like you said, right. The gangsterism is not just Negroes in the hood killing each other. Sure. It started before then with zoot suits and the Italians and stuff.
That's what I want to highlight.
Yeah, right?
Because,
okay.
You know, I feel like people don't want to talk about certain issues.
And I'm right here to talk about them with you. You got a platform.
You need to talk about them. I've been
trying not to get hung talking about a lot of shit. That's why I keep selling sex with the shit. Because if I don't sell the sex with it, then y'all like, oh, Bossy, there she go, that black power, there she go, talking that. Because your dumb ass was just in church all damn Sunday, and you don't know the shit I was reading.
Well, you know, we just can't.
You know what I'm saying? No offense to the Christians. I grew up a Christian, but church folk, y'all don't know nothing. Y'all stuck on four walls and the doggone basic instructions before leaving Earth.
We can't be afraid. We have to, like, whatever it is that you are passionate about or whatever you want to talk about in society, whether it's, you know, changing something in your own life or other people's lives, you have to speak out.
Yes.
We can't be silenced.
Definitely.
So,
Queen, what were you doing before you met this brother with the Gangsta TV show?
Well, actually, I am.
Sorry. No,
I have to switch it real quick. You know, I got around about 5 minutes or something with y'all.
I can identify with Freddie because I am an actress first and foremost.
Okay.
And I also believe in creating content and putting yourself out there and creating a platform for other people. And before I met Freddie, I did create my own TV show that aired in my country.
What was the name of it?
The Honest Honestest Truth.
The
Honest Honestest Truth.
The Honest
Honestest.
Honestest.
Truth.
What's honestest?
A word that I made up.
See why I repeat it? You can't be acting like, what's honestest mean right quick? What that mean? Honest.
It's actually
honest fucking truth, the honest damn truth.
Yes, but it was actually the opposite of that. You know, so, I acted in it, I wrote it, and I produced it.
So the honest honestest. No, what is that word? Honestest. What is
honestest,
that?
Honestest, the meaning I tried to put for it is that it is so overly honest and truthful.
Okay.
There's no doubt.
Okay,
but
okay.
It's kind of ironic because when you look at the show, it's a whole set of drama that clearly were people who are deceitful.
Okay.
Yes. Cool. So I have been in entertainment for like 12 years in my country.
Awesome.
You know, I'm heavily into it. And when things are so crazy because when I met Freddie, you know, at school, studying acting, and then my friend is like, oh, you know what? We need a new co-producer.
Okay.
And then she says his name. I was like, but I know him.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I came on board, and I really believe it's a very strong content.
Awesome.
And I feel very proud of the progress that he have made because this is his first project.
Yes,
you know,
right.
And
that's
you
investing into yourself right quick because I'm promoting and ain't nobody finna be sitting on my platform for free. I got two people to sell. That's Global Street Wave and Morris Media Live because that's what I'm on, Morris Media Studio. So what I need you to do Because you ain't got a lot of stuff on your YouTube channel. We all need subscribers. And I would need you to do it, all y'all in the studio, even you, Damu. Y'all need to take this link and stick it on your YouTube channel. This show is monetized. Morris Media is about their business. Right. You know, so it's a whole other story. But the point is, your people in Trinidad need to be seeing you out here on the show. Mm-hmm. If you got to go take, I'm telling y'all to do right now. I'm trying to be seen in Trinidad. And so we got to take this show and make up, you know, I'm serious though.
Yeah.
And do something. Take all these little parts, all the funny parts. Sell this. This for Mo. For Mo. How many more minutes we got, Brian?
We over here. Me? We got what?
So, 20, okay. 20, so, 20. Anyways, now, last but not least, what were you doing before you met this gentleman? And I'll ask you, Captain Black. He like microphones. He like titties. Put it up. What were you doing? No, put it up. You can put it up a little bit because I know you're better now.
Okay, I'm good. Before
talk loud while you're talking.
Before I met this guy, as both of them are, I'm an actor, and I was looking for opportunities, and it was perfectly God's timing because I was going through something at the time, something personal.
Okay.
And I was actually considering if I wanted to do this anymore, but I kept praying, and I knew, you know, I talked to my mom back home. Shout out to you, mom.
Shout out to the mamas.
Yeah,
hey,
she
mama.
Said, you know, keep doing it. Just keep praying. Something's going to turn around. And I saw the casting call for Gangsters, which was put up by Gina. And I just applied, and the next thing I know, you know, I was hit up, and I was cast as Marcus.
And the guy, a lot of you guys are from New York Film School?
New York Film Academy.
Mm-hmm. The Film Academy. That's not my queen to know. That's not the one that was on. I don't keep looking at her. The one that was on the camera mentioned that New York Film Academy. I met someone else, too, that mentioned that. Finish going. Because were you from the New York Film School?
I'm currently at the New York Film Academy.
Okay, that's also good. A good cutoff. Okay, awesome. Finish going.
And I just want to thank God and Freddie and Gina for this opportunity, and we'll just keep going forward.
Thank Buddha, Allah, the black Jesus, and the white Jesus. You better thank the aliens and shit, because they were talking about
all of them.
The Egyptians, the white man said. And you better thank Horus, because he was before Jesus. No, so I got some love handles. Love. Got me some ground. So, okay. Captain Black, for our section, arise you and make you nut all on my back.
Okay.
Shit, this is really going to cost you. I need a towel, Brian. What were you doing besides listening to me talk nasty to you just now? What were you doing before you met this brother? Just talk loud, because I know they can hear your mouth.
Before I met that brother, I recently moved here from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Flint, Michigan. And being new here, I started driving Uber to know my way around and to meet more people. And that's how I ran across Freddie on an Uber ride.
Oh, wow.
He offered me, I told him I did some acting, but I was trying to get into more. And he offered me to come in and sit with him. And it was a struggle at first. We started with like 11 actors and 8 of them quit. And it was just back down to 3. And things got kind of low on us and everything. But we held our faith, and Freddie hit the streets hard and started finding these great actors that we got in here. And everything turned out to be so good.
You got me stuck on stupid. I'm like up here just really off. I can talk nasty and dirty, y'all, but my mind go right back straight real quick. But I definitely thank y'all for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to keep paying Morris Media for my time because I do this for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't put together shows because I'm trying to find everybody in the world to promote. Because that means y'all going to be paying me a lot of money and I'll be balling around here. You feel me? And I'll be having my own Uber. No, but I really love to sell myself. I love to sell my personality and I love to share my platform. And I love that he do movies and I need more acting credits. So besides a bunch of rap friends, I need directors, publicists, and stuff.
I will be looking for more actors for the second
What we going to do? After the day, like, I'm through with this. Like, that's why this brother, Damu, came out here from Ohio. He's probably got a video play. He came out here to Cali. Like, you feel me? That's real. People are just real. I'm not going to just be like, okay, cool. I'm going to be making sure I promote him anyway.
Exactly.
These are the type of people I take serious. So I'm saying that to you beside all this damn joking. I feel like I want to cry and stuff now, universe. I know I'm talking and praying at the same time. I get to get in the spirit cry, y'all. Universe be listening and ask for my prayers. But definitely I want to keep up with what's going on with the Gangsters TV. Keep the people informed. When you have casting calls, we could come in here and, you know what I'm saying, and let the people know that you have a casting call live on the show, just so we can keep promoting. You know what I'm saying? You want to whip your man Dingo out and we turn into a strip show one day? Shit, I have some girls come here with some money. Captain Black going to be the one at the door controlling the ship.
And watch the break of
money.
And definitely, dude. Anything y'all last want to say before we get up out of here? Because I got to make sure I promote these other people with this radio campaign they done paid for. And I got to let my man Brian give his words from the wise. Salute to our Facebook people watching live. But is there anything that you guys want to say last, right, before we go?
I wanted to add that Freddie also casted me in the second episode, so I'm thankful for that.
Awesome. And also, you're already in the second episode.
Yes, but okay. I'll still be co-producing and You all look at gangsters. That's you will not regret
it. And I'm free promo from now on for the rest of their life. As long as I'm on anything. And if I fool around and get on Channel 9 in the next month, while you know me, he really going to have it bomb because I'm not just playing. But yeah, I'm on the second part of season two. I just said it myself.
We got you.
I'm just pulling my way up. Go on, man. Go on. That's what you going to say. Stop looking at me like that, Mendingo Warrior. You're trying to give me some. Mendingo
Warrior. Yeah, just shout out to all the cast members that couldn't make it today. Keep watching Gangsters. It'll be out soon.
That's right.
Ooh. Yeah, so September 29th is when I plan on releasing the pilot.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, we're just going to start working on this second episode.
Okay. And we're releasing the pilot on what? YouTube also? The Gangsters TV show?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Also,
if anyone want to come on board to invest and sponsor,
how do they reach out? That's your camera right there. Talk to them. Talk to the eyes.
You can contact me at Gina Simone 1. That's
GINASIMONE
1 at yahoo.com. GINASIMONE1@yahoo.com and just state that you want to help gangsters out, and it's the number one, not the word. Okay?
There you go.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. And is it something, you know, all the nasty shit I do, but y'all know, I learned where I come from and I like to teach the people. So you start talking about with the mama thing and stuff, I appreciated that. Captain, you seem black like you, a mature brother. What could you say just to people, period? They ain't even worried about no inspiring nothing. What could you just say to the people, man, before y'all get out of here so they can remember Gangsta's TV show and they gonna definitely want to go back? What could you say to uplift these people that's watching right now?
Hey, just keep your dreams in mind, you know. Never give up.
And, look at that way. Just look straight
in front. Never give up. And we in this world by ourselves. Remember, you can't quit on doing what you want to do in life. God always have your back. So shout out to everybody from Gangsters and peace out.
That's right, y'all. So we be back. Now, what I want to do before we go anywhere, I got to give we do a radio campaign, y'all. And it's Silverback Entertainment.
Okay.
We didn't promote them last time, Ryan. I was supposed to promote them, so I'm supposed to flash their logo up on the screen and let people know, go check out Silverback Entertainment. Salute to you guys. We've been doing a radio campaign, y'all. KBLA, Global Streetway, we live on the Morris Medias, we live on 97.7 Ablaze with DJ Charlie, we live on 97.8 Push Radio out in Boston, we live on now, oh my goodness, I'm on the phone, oh I got it right here y'all, now Global Streetway has connected with NBC KCAA Radio, 106.5 FM, 102.3 FM, 10:50 a.m. and 92.5 FM. That's out in San Bernardino. Salutes to DJ Charlie for all that. And salutes again to NBC KCAA Radio. Had to give a quick shout out to them, y'all. When we're doing these radio campaigns, y'all see me sitting here having fun, but I have a whole bunch of other networks and stations that will also play your music. So when y'all see me promoting on Facebook and I'm asking who need advertisement and all that, y'all keep coming in my inbox. Y'all ask questions. I hit you with the prices and you run. I'm telling you right now while I'm on live. If you're really serious about getting some exposure, then get at us, okay? We're doing a little too much to be doing a too lot for free. So everything ain't free. Sometimes we can show you love, but right now we ain't up in the club. So hand me them dubs. No, I'm just kidding. So right now, I want to go and take a quick break, y'all. Since we was out there at the Redemption, I got back there for my lady. Salute to the porters, y'all. She definitely appreciated the day. She made everything go flow for me. I done walked in here late. But I want to play that Ray J drop for the Redemption. Yeah. And I'm going to take a quick little break, y'all. We're going to come back. Because if nothing else, Ryan got to give y'all that words from the wise. 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 Yeah. Global Streetway.
Yo, listen, man. What up? It's Safari checking in here. We're rocking live on Global Streetway. Got that new single, Paradise, featuring Sean Kingston out on iTunes and second year. We'll get that Spotify title and all that.
Global Streetway, y'all. Go check that out.
Yeah, Safari.
Going up, and we're keeping it lit at the Redemption out here in Hollywood at the Man Chinese Theater, y'all. Hollywood Boulevard. Salute to my man, AJ, with that Sin Magazine. And hey, Candy Candy, Soul Chrissy. I love you, baby. Keep rocking us on these red carpets, eh? We're going to keep moving.
Oh, man.
Global Streetway.
What up, y'all? Global Street Wave.
Hey.
Surf the wave.
Surf the wave. Ride the wave. Dip the wave. Get on Bossy and she gonna make you have a wave. And you can give me a wave. Squirt, squirt. Oh. Skeet, skeet. Skeet, skeet. Y'all know about squirting? Girl, you ever squirt? I'm sorry. You ever squirt? Men ever made you squirt?
No, I never squirted.
Well, you got to get a good girl. I just found out and I'm almost. Oh, I ain't gonna tell y'all. You ever made a girl squirt?
That's a good one. Nah.
Y'all better go on Google. You got a squirt, man, Dingo. Oh, yeah, he did it with his thing. Damu. Damu or Leo? Damu, I'm sorry, y'all. The show almost over. Damu, have you made a girl squirt? You or Leo? I know we some freaks.
Yeah, I didn't
make it. Would you use your tongue, your finger, or your thing?
All the
books. Dabu know what he doing. So, Brian, you made a girl squirt? Brian got a new baby. Talk about, yeah, most deaf. That's why he got a little baby boy over there. Brian, baby, give us your words from the wise. We got around about 9 minutes, so I can't neglect you, man. We're going to be quiet for a moment, y'all. Moment of silence for Tupac, Biggie, and all the fallen soldiers. Hey, who died, y'all? Hold on while I'm talking and playing. Before your words from the wise, we just lost Mobb Deep. Right? We just lost a brother from Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
Another Prodigy died. Prodigy. Okay, after him, the other brother died from Two Live Crew.
Oh, yeah.
What, the light skin one, like a little Chinese. Right. Yep. He died. Salute to him, whatever your name is. And, yeah, I be joking and shit, but then real shit come out of nowhere. You feel me? So go on, Brian, because I'm throwing off your words from the wise.
All right.
Let Brian look at the series right quick. Open up your ears, your heart, your minds, and your booty hole.
All right, I'm Brian Williams with Words from the Wise. You've got to take the good with the bad, smile with the sad, love what you've got, and remember what you had. Always forgive, but never forget. Learn from mistakes, but never regret. Wish all your enemies a long life so they can see you succeed in life. A good life is when you have and assume nothing. Do more, need less, smile often, dream big, laugh a lot, and realize how blessed you are for what you have. To get something you never had, you have to do something you've never done. Always appreciate what you have before it turns into what you had. Family is about the people in your life who want you to be in theirs. It's about the people in your life who accept you for what you are and where you're going. Support you in the things you do, and no matter what, are there for you. It's the people in your life who love you, respect you, and wish and depend on you. Now that's family. I'm Brian Williams with Words from the Wise, and also just wanted to let everybody know, if you're an artist and you need help with your music and your music career and you don't know where to go and you've been doing things kind of slowing you down and wondering where I can take my music to, I make blueprints for music artists. I'm a veteran in the music game since 88. And if you need a, you know, you need a blueprint, just hit me up. You can find me on Brian S. Williams on Instagram or Brian Williams on Facebook, and just hit me up.
Awesome, Brian, and guess what? We got around about 7 more minutes or something. I'll be stalking the time. So peep this out. You take that back, power back in your hands.
Sure.
Where's that bag at? And I was supposed to brought it here. Did I bring it up here under my foot? Oh, yeah, behind me. Hand me that bag, y'all.
Yep.
I was supposed to mention his sister, Princess Callahan. That's how I met my new makeup artist. I could not forget her. I paid attention to these notes, DJ Charlie. I'm going to still give a salute to the dude Chosen, but you didn't. You sent me stuff late. Sorry, Chosen, if you're watching, baby. We got you. I might play an extra video just for you. Don't trip. He paid for a radio campaign. You know, you got to take care of people when they pay for stuff. Now, Princess Callahan, pure celerity. Just wanted to do a quick plug, shout out to her. Definitely appreciate the sister. She has an herbal detox tea. So this is going to be a new sponsor. We're going to have Brian. This sister gave a soap bar. Just had to give a shout out to her because that's how I met my lovely new makeup artist. He was doing, just did her lips. You know, bossing. I'm a barter and still getting men a good tip today. But definitely salute to Makeup by Laura.
Right.
He's saying this shit wrong. Makeup by Laura. Makeup by L. U
A R
A R.
Right.
Feel retarded him to damn spelling wrong backwards. So definitely, y'all, we're gonna be getting out here in a minute. But I just have to give a quick plug. You know what I'm saying? And again, shouts out to Silverback. Definitely had a great, Ilya came and visited me yesterday.
Cool.
KGLH. So, salute to Ilya. I'm going to definitely take some advice, what you've been telling me, you know what I'm saying? Got me a new real consultant. He was my ambassador. Mm-hmm. But now he's just a consultant. We confirmed today, he's a consultant. He's seen Bossy at the Mayweather and all that, doing a lot of different things. He's like, I should have been there with you. So, definitely want to salute Ilya. You know, we always need a lot of real help. You said something about some enemies. What that shit you just said about your enemies?
Basically, your enemies.
What you said about
them a long life.
Fuck them. I ain't wishing them motherfuckers a long life. I hope they ass fall off the earth and evaporate. I'd be wishing I was a fucking demon slayer. Fuck them. I demon slay your ass. You waste the fucking energy.
I like that one.
No, I'm a wish them a long life.
Yeah.
For what? So they can hate on me all goddamn long?
So they can see you succeed.
Oh, so they can see me succeed. Right, yeah. Oh, I didn't get that part. Yeah, well, shit. Right, well, fuck y'all. Still, I ain't wishing you a long life. Get your ass out. No. Anyways, though, whatever the hell I was saying that to say, that definitely... I'm talking about Ilya. There you go. Yeah, with the KGLH, y'all. I just appreciate meeting real people. You know what I'm saying? So before I get out of here, I'm going to just do a little preaching because I got around about 2 minutes and I'm going to say this. Real talk, y'all. Anybody in y'all life that's like really helping you and they're building you to get to the next level, appreciate it. Every time people are not a blessing, sometimes they're a lesson. So you might meet, you know, I met him. Damn, he a blessing dude. It was on time. That was God. And all the time I'm dealing with him, he's fucking stressed. It's like you helping me, but you stressing me. It's like a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love this child, and I can't get rid of my kid. But people, you can. And all I want to say is, man, if anybody, again, like I told y'all, slowing y'all down, and they're getting in the way of what you're doing, man, just get the freak away from them. Mm-hmm. Because the shit is negative energy and they're a distraction. Mm-hmm. We are here to uplift each other. I think motherfuckers, especially black people, think that we came from fucking slavery. When we were ruling dynasties and we had crowns and we owned everything before the man came over there fucking with our land and conquering and taking our spears and trading for ammo and shit. We were rulers of the land, of the earth. And if we start black people embracing that, where we were in the beginning, and we treat each other like we're all rulers of the earth, and we come together and replenish this shit, you know what I'm saying? It can be so much better. On another level to you ladies, not you married couples, because I can't screw no married men, but any of you damn women out here, it's a lot of females. Y'all thinking y'all doing something because y'all got y'all little funky ass careers, but your man neglected on his fucking loving. You ain't sucking his dick right, and you wonder where he going. So I'm going to replenish his motherfucking soul too. You know what I'm saying? So all you single brothers and your woman ain't doing you right, you need a little happiness in your life and a little glow and a little kickback. You know what I'm saying? It's too late. I got somebody. No, I'm just playing. Just all to all you brothers, though, don't feel like Kurt and this reality TV show shit. I do want to say this to the men right quick before I go. Give me this phone because sure. I think the show is over. The show is over. Okay, 3 minutes. I want to say this right quick to the men because the TV is poisoning. But I want to say this to the men. We got a phone call. Take the caller. Thank you for calling. Ladies, y'all better start sucking dick or they going to keep looking for women like me. Fuck y'all to side chick shit. Thank you for calling Global Streetway. We got 3 minutes, baby. Thank you for calling in.
Yo, this is a young legend, DJ Charlie, calling in.
Hey, you on time, Charlie. Okay, I'm going to end out the show with you. I don't want to violate. The port has been so patient with me, Charlie. I walked in here late and shit trying to get my face beat up and almost got beat up by the guests. So you got 2 minutes. Take us out, Charlie, and we're going to end the show, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in another Global Streetway right quick. This is my DJ, Charlie. Y'all know who it is. Y'all going to go subscribe to Gangsta's TV show on YouTube. Go subscribe to Morris Media Studios on YouTube. Go subscribe to Global Streetwave Radio and TV on YouTube. Go like us on Facebook, Supreme Entertainment, all that. Global Streetway, DJ Charlie, take us out, baby. This is the co-founder of Global Streetwave.
Look, it's Global Streetwave DJ Charlie checking in all the way from Arizona. Any artists that need airplay, promotion, businesses that need commercials spun on the radio, on FM and AM platforms, just hit us up at gowmgmt@gmail.com and we'll take care of you. Also, as well, shout out to my family over there at KCAA Radio. Worldwide mixed radio show goes down in an hour from now from 6 till 8, so tune in.
That's our new brother-sister station, Charlie. Thank you for saying the name, because I didn't.
Yeah, so tune in from 6 to 8 on KCAA NBC Radio, baby. Come on.
All right, y'all. Global Street Wave, y'all. Another great show. Another great day, man. Salute to everybody tuning in. And another great big love to my peoples over there at KGLH. Said Hollywood, keep your motherfucking head up. We out of here, y'all.
Okay.
What up, y'all? Global Street Wave. Surf the wave. Brush the wave. Globally. That's what we doing, baby.
Hey, let them know, man. We at the Redemption. What's that about?
Right now, we at the Redemption premiere. This is a visual album. This is me at my best, meaning the new page, the new book, the new chapter, or however you want to put it. It's just time to, you know, turn the page and grow into something new. And so you kind of get to see me go through a lot of the stuff I went through just in the past in my real life, but then we kind of turned it into a movie. But it's a lot of stuff that's behind it. It's showing, you know, young men that, you know, you can turn up and then turn out and get right. And still live and still have fun, but you know, you're living for something new and you're putting a lot more substance behind what you're doing. So that's what I'm doing. And we're excited about it. So
it's like a resurrection.
It's like redemption, but I threw the ray in it.
There you go.
Now God got to bless me and pray for me.
He's going to rain all over.
Please pray for me.
That's right. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Y'all stay tuned in, man. Redemption. Make sure y'all get out here.